Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. Here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Appreciate you making me part of your Saturday morning commute. Just after 10 a.m. here on a Saturday, December 13th in the nation's capital. Joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It's our buddy David Harrison. What's up, David?
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm struggling here to find much of a reason to lock in for this game on Sunday. In fact, I told the audience I will be rooting for the Giants. I want a 3-0 Giants win in overtime. I will cheer and root and be excited for good defensive plays. I don't think this offense having success with Marcus Mariota is going to do us any good.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, a lot of people probably feel the way that you feel. I think the main thing outside of, you know, if you just simply want to see winning football, which, you know, truth be told, I've always don't want to see the team that I cover win because I want to talk about winning football. I don't want to talk about losing football, even though I know there's obviously a portion or larger of the fan base that would actually be very upset with a win on Sunday. So I think beyond that, and no matter what side of the fence of that conversation you fall on, what you can hopefully pull, you know, a little bit of value from the game from is watching guys who are looking to put themselves in position to be important next year and even down the road. Guys like Chris Rodriguez Jr., if he plays, he is questionable, so we'll have to see how that goes. But also guys like Chris Paul, guys like even like Quan Martin. Like, can Quan Martin take some steps forward and build some positivity here on the back half of the season? Mikey Sainer still playing outside. Can we see a strong performance out of him that reinvigorates a little bit of confidence that's his best position? So things like that, even if the Commanders lose, I think honestly, like, the best outcome for, you know, that side of the conversation would be more like a 24-21 or 21-17 loss where the defense holds up, makes some plays, but, you know, the Giants just made a few more, but also the offense did some things. And some of these guys that you're looking forward to next year showed up, made some plays. Ben Sinnott, obviously, is another one that people are going to be watching. I think that would kind of be like the best of both worlds. Like, hey, we can celebrate getting a better draft pick, but also look at some of these guys who are going to be important next year, and they did well, and that gives you confidence for what's building towards the next season.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. David Harrison with us here on the Rude Guest Hotline. I just think the opportunity Washington has to lose this game is incredible when you consider, like, I think Vegas plays Tennessee or Cleveland plays New Orleans. Like, I was looking ahead, so Washington would have the sixth pick right now, but the people that would get a higher pick, they're going to play each other and so one of them is going to have to win. Like, I think if Washington loses out, we might have a top three pick.
I mean, it's certainly possible, you know, and the Tennessee Titans, you know, they can shock some people, I suppose. I know a lot of people think that they're their last win just happened, like against the Cleveland Browns. That was basically their last shot. I don't know what their schedule looks like. And, you know, obviously if you lose with the Giants, you got matching records and the Giants have the tiebreaker. Well, you're 1-1. But either way, like there's a lot still left. Like, I know it's only four games, but at the same time, it is still four games. So there's a lot left to go. I think the important thing to remember though, too, is, you know, we were having this conversation in the media room, actually, amongst some other reporters. Like, I always liked the way that Bucky Brooks of NFL.com put it, where he said, you know, these are lottery tickets. And he's always kind of been a fan of teams that need a lot of pieces, trading back, collecting more picks, because he says you have more lottery tickets. Because just because you have a top three pick doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get a player that's going to impact your franchise, you know, for 10 years, 10 plus years. Like, if you just look, actually, I just wrote it up for the OnSI blog site. You know, the Washington Commanders, Bucky Brooks, actually speaking of the devil, gave the Washington Commanders a C-plus grade on Josh Connerly so far, but he does say he's trending up. And he's had about four or five consecutive games where he looked really solid as an NFL right tackle. So I agree with Bucky in that aspect. However, when you go to the top of the draft, the New York Giants for Abdul Carter at number three overall actually got a D because of a lot of reasons. And you know, some of the main reasons being his lack of discipline, lack of professionalism so far here this rookie season. So you have the 29th overall pick getting a C-plus grade trending up, and you have the third overall pick getting a D grade trending down. So again, like I get the inherent value and in appearance of it at least, but just because you have the third pick doesn't actually mean you're going to get the third best player in the NFL draft. And just because you have the 29th overall pick doesn't mean you can't get the best player in the NFL draft. Not saying that, you know, Connerly is going to be that, but you know, where you pick is not near as important as who you pick, why you pick them, and then how the coaching staff integrates them, how the teammates integrate them, and so many things. So like the actual selection itself is actually a very small part of the equation on whether or not a guy is going to be valuable. And I think that for me is why I don't concern myself with where they're going to be picking. I would just, like I said, rather watch winning football.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I just think this is such an opportunity here. So, like I was looking at, the Titans played the Saints. So one of those teams that's currently picking ahead of Washington could pick behind Washington if they lose out here. And I just think I want to get your response to this. Like, scale of 1 to 10, I would just quick shoot that this is going to be like a 9 out of 10 difficulty level for Adam Peters this offseason. For what this fan base expects and what he has to work with, it's going to be so difficult. They don't have as many draft picks as other teams. And so the higher the first-round pick can be, the more power he has to maybe trade back or to make other moves here. Because, I mean, it feels like he's going to have to replace 7 or 8 starters in one offseason. The fan base is expecting to definitely get in the postseason next year. This is going to be so difficult for Adam Peters to accomplish.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I think you made a really good point there where the higher draft pick does help you. If you're Adam Peters, is you now have a better bargaining chip, right? And I think that's really kind of the point there. Like, you know, depending on, obviously, we're a long way from the NFL draft. The boards are going to shift. Evaluations are going to be different. But you have some edge rushers at the top of the draft boards right now. We also have, like, 3 edge rushers at the top of the draft boards right now. So, look, if you're at pick number 3 and, you know, by some way there's a miracle and 2 quarterbacks go number 1 and number 2, and you're looking at your board, you're like, man, we've got 3 edge rushers that we think all 3 fit, all 3 are great for our system, all 3 guys we would love to have. And, you know, this team at number 8, say, is calling up to number 3 because they want to go get, I don't know, Carnell Tate. They want to go get the best receiver in the group. They want to go get the best lineman in the group that you're not going after. That gives you a little bit of freedom to go ahead and say, okay, let's trade back. Those 3 edges are probably not coming off the board. We may only have 1 choice by the time that comes, but we're not going to lose all 3. Let's trade back. Let's get that 3rd edge or that 2nd edge and be happy with that. But then also have more, like Bucky puts it, lottery tickets for the future. Or, you know, but the, you know, vice versa kind of works too. If you're at, if let's say they come in at number 8 or 9 and those 3 edges are coming off the board in the top 6 or 7, obviously in this situation, you're not really expecting Adam Peters to trade up probably, right? Because he's already got such low draft capital as it is. So let's say those edges come off the board now. It's Caleb Downs. We love Caleb Downs. But he's a safety. Safeties are a little bit undervalued in the league. So now we're sitting at 8 or 9. But hey, there's a team at 12 that wants this receiver. Let's trade back to 12. Now we took a safety top 15, which is a little bit rich for the position value. But because we traded back, got some more lottery tickets, it makes the deal a little bit better. You bring Caleb Downs in there. You know, spoiler alert for the offseason, I'm going to try to make the case that Quan Martin needs to move down into a cornerback position and potentially challenge to be the slot next year with maybe an Oweh Ebunaghen or somebody like that. But now you maybe move Will Harris over to that more free safety type role, let him use his veteran IQ, his coverage ability. Caleb Downs comes in as a rookie strong safety. He's only got to worry about playing parallel to the line of scrimmage, running forward, doing things like that, attacking the ball carrier. And, you know, that could be a positive outcome overall. So there's a lot of discussion there. But I think you're right. Like, the fan base is going to expect a bounce back. They're going to want to see it, obviously. I mean, Adam Peters is going to want to see it, too. But I think the thing for Adam Peters, and I'm sure he knows this, is he can't come into it worried about what the fans think, because at the end of the day, what the fans react to is winning and losing. So if I make the right decisions as a general manager for this team, and it puts my coach in the position to make the right decisions as a coach, and et cetera, and we can somehow avoid this, you know, injury bug on unlucky streak that we've hit in 2025, then the wins will come. The wins will take care of themselves, to quote some great book titles out there. The wins will take care of themselves, and the score will take care of themselves, quote the great Bill Walsh. Worrying about the fans is exactly what we've quite honestly seen other staffs get in trouble with. And the old cliche goes, if you worry about what the fans think too much, you're going to join them soon enough. So I think that Adam Peters just, you know, focus on the process, figuring out where the process needs to be improved, and make this team as good as you can. But I think you're right in the sense that I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, the first year they got here last year, from the roster they inherited to the roster they fielded, was over a 60% turnover. This year that turnover is about 40%. I wouldn't be surprised if next year we see about 60% again.
Yeah, and I like that, you know, thought about Quan Martin. I do think that that's a position they need to upgrade this offseason. David Harrison on Twitter at dharrison82. Check him out. Host of Locked On Commanders and a Commanders digital beat reporter for WUSA 9. So let me walk you through my thoughts of why I'm absolutely rooting for a Giants win and don't really want to see this offense be successful. Is I'm frustrated about what went on this week at the podium, right? It just didn't seem like something Dan Quinn would say. Jaden gets hurt. He said he could have come back in. He kind of waved the white flag down 17-0 in the third quarter, and when asked about it, he said it didn't feel like 17-0. I don't care what it felt like, Dan. We've seen the Broncos come back from 30 points in the fourth quarter. You don't wave the white flag, and so why couldn't you have put Jaden back in if he was ready? And then on Wednesday, you rule him out for this weekend. We've already had two calls today, David, saying, why does it feel like Marcus Mariota runs the offense better than Jaden? It's a question fans are asking. Marcus looking good Sunday doesn't benefit this team moving forward, in my mind, because of that.
So I think when you have a young quarterback, you know, one that's obviously still developing, and certainly Marcus, you know, we're human beings. We never are lacking the opportunity to grow, but clearly the more experience you have, the more knowledge you have, you know, the less things there are for you to learn, right? That's just common sense. Jaden Daniels, second-year quarterback, honestly, I mean, you know this as well as I do, like, has not had a consistent run at any point this season to actually develop, learn, or grow from anything he's doing. So when you have that kind of a quarterback, as an offensive coordinator, you have to be able to scheme things open that are more simplified, easier to see, things like that. Do things that get your quarterback in a rhythm. Don't do things that challenge his IQ. And I have confidence, and this is kind of like the biggest leadership pitfall that a lot of coaches will fall into is, well, I have confidence in my quarterback. You can do this, man. Like, I have faith in you. I believe in you and all that. That's great. But at the end of the day, your job is not to believe in him more to per se. I mean, obviously you need to, but per se as it is, you put him in position to be successful. That takes contextual leadership, situational leadership, and understanding who your players are, what position they're in. And I think that Cliff just simply was not doing a great job of that in Minnesota. And because of that, when you have the more veteran, experienced quarterback, that guy can come in. He doesn't need to be catered to as much because he's been there, right? The old commercials say, like, he knows a thing or two because he's seen a thing or two. Like, Marcus Mariota has seen a lot more than Jaden Daniels has. So when he comes into a game like that, and granted, he made some mistakes of his own that he knows he has to clean up as well. But the reason it looks a little bit better is because he's a veteran. He's been around this. He's done this a lot more. What really struck me, Adam, was when we talked to Cliff on Thursday, and he was asked a question kind of, you know, like, what, you know, as the coordinator for this offense, can you wrap your head around why it hasn't been able to be successful? And one of the things he pointed to is, like, well, you know, with Terry's holdout in training camp, with the injuries, with Noah Brown's injuries, with Jaden's injuries, like, these guys just haven't gotten a lot of reps together, and those reps are incredibly important. And what immediately popped in my head was, I'm pretty sure Jaden Daniels has gotten more reps with Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown. Maybe not Noah Brown, I guess, but at least Terry McLaurin than he has Brandon Coleman. Yet, on second and goal in Minnesota, we're dialing up a play to try to get Brandon Coleman open as a receiver with Jaden Daniels, the quarterback. And like I said, I'm pretty sure that's not something that they do on a daily basis at practice. I know the offensive lineman practice catching passes and all those things, and I could be wrong. Maybe Brandon Coleman is getting a whole lot of reps with Jaden Daniels in practice, and I should shut up. But if you're telling us that the reason your top three receivers and your starting quarterback are out of rhythm is because of practice reps, why are we then trying to throw the ball to a backup guard in a goal-to-go situation? Like, the two things don't marry, and what it points to is a lack of situational awareness on Cliff's part, situational leadership in his play calling. And honestly, like, if you go to my Tuesday episode of Locked On Commanders, I make the case that Jaden shouldn't play anymore. It has nothing to do with his health. It does have to do with his health to the extent of he shouldn't play, even if he does, until he's perfectly healthy. But it's more to do with the fact that the offense I see him trying to run right now with Cliff Kingsbury as offensive coordinator, I don't see it as a valuable environment that's going to inspire growth in Jaden Daniels. What I actually see is Jaden developing more bad habits than good habits. And until Cliff changes the way he operates in situations, then I don't know that I can have confidence again that this offense this year is the one that Jaden should operate in to get that kind of growth, if that makes sense. And I don't know that that's where Dan Quinn is coming from, but what I can tell you is that we came out of that game, Chris Rodriguez is averaging, the average went down as the game went on because of the situation in the game, but early on he's averaging over 7 yards per carry. That drive to the goal line, he's averaging over 8 yards per carry, and Cliff completely abandons the running game. And Dan Quinn comes out of that game talking about how the run game is one of our strengths. We need to lean on the run game. We need to do this. We need to do that. Cliff comes to the podium on Thursday and says, yeah, I know we need to lean on Chris. We need to lean on that run game, yet you didn't do it. It sounds to me like there's a conversation between that game ending and us talking to these coaches where there was a little bit of a, call it a reckoning, call it what you want, but it's like, hey, dude, this is what we need to be able to do. The problem I have with that situation is it's not the first time this season. I mean, it may not be the first time in the last 60 days that we've heard this process. Typically, the next game out, which would be this one, Cliff does go back to the run a little bit. Everybody comes out happy and says, hey, there's the run game from Cliff Kingsbury. But then 2 games later, we're right back in the same situation we were.
Yeah. Well, you just said it, though. Nobody's on the same page. Dan Quinn or Cliff and Jaden. And I would argue I didn't want to run it in with Rodriguez. Season's over. Let's develop Jaden. Let's try to get him a touchdown pass. I kind of understand where Cliff was coming from. But the whole thing is nobody's been on the same page all season long. I'll close with this, David, simply. Do we see Jaden Daniels again this season?
Right now I think I lean on the team wanting him to play again this season, yes. Talk to me after the Giants game. Let's look at what the offense is, look what the operation looks like, and that answer may change. Personally, like I just said, I don't think they should play him again this season. I think that Cliff needs to be, not interviewing. He's already got the job, but kind of showing DQ why he needs to stay here next year. And until you see those signs coming through consistently, I don't think Jaden needs to be put in the system, and I don't know that you have enough games personally to look at it and say this is now consistent.
Yeah, I think my response would be, if you're not sure about Cliff and nobody's sure about the defense with Dan Quinn, I think we might end up blowing out the whole team then and firing everybody and starting over, which sucks.
Well, I can tell you this. So Dan Quinn, obviously, I think the defense needs obviously some retooling. I think they maybe need to go out and find like another mind from another school of thought and integrate some new concepts to the defense, certainly. And the players are gonna swap over. But I will tell you that the culture of the team is still intact. It's still very well intact. You go in that locker room, still a very together group. You hear guys like Von Miller, who are going to the Hall of Fame someday, saying, like, I want to come back to this team. I want to play for this team. I was talking to another player in the locker room. They're like, look, man, like, when it comes to free agency, this team's got almost $100 million in salary cap, and like the guys in the league, they talk. Guys want to play for Dan Quinn. So like talented players that are going to be free agents, like, we're a lot of us in the media and fans are going to go in the offseason and be like, this team, if it goes the way a lot of people want, really, they only won three games. They ended on a 12-game losing streak. Who would want to come to this team? And it's not about players wanting to join a record. They want to join a culture, and they love Dan Quinn's culture. They love what he represents. So talented players are going to want to come to this team in the offseason, and Adam Peters has the money to bring some of them in. That's all well and good until you see the product. That's the key, right? But I'll just say, that for me with Dan Quinn like, listen, if this team finishes on a 12-game losing streak, man, it's hard. I don't know that a coach has ever survived that. But I think that a lot of what a head coach is supposed to bring to a team is still there despite the record. But I think that there's going to be a lot of weight. Like you put that with Adam Peters. There's going to be a lot of weight on AP. There's going to be a lot of weight on Dan Quinn, because you absolutely can't have a similar product next year. So they've got to figure out in a relatively small period of time. I know the offseason feels long, but it's really not. They've got to figure out in a relatively small period of time where the problem is, get rid of those problems, bring in new solutions, and then start to put it all together.
David, appreciate it. You can follow him on Twitter at dharrison82. Check out his work. Host of Locked On Commanders. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. You know, I woke up this morning. I wasn't sure, was this show today going to make me feel better about the team or make me feel worse? I'm venting out my frustrations. We want you to as well. 1-800-636-1067. The season is over for the Washington Commanders. I am rooting for a Giants win. 3-0 in overtime, because I will cheer for defensive stops. I don't want to see this offense have success with Marcus Mariota. As Jaden Daniels got knocked out of the game Sunday, the only reason I wanted to watch was for Jaden Daniels to play quarterback. You know, it's gotten to the point where I'm so sick and tired of watching mediocre quarterback play that it's not worth watching the game. And what's even more frustrating is what I got from Jaden Daniels last week was mediocre quarterback play. And that's my guy. That's my Jesus. I need him. I want to see him again. I don't think we're going to, because the season is over. And the front office, I believe, Adam Epstein believes that Adam Peters has waved the white flag. I don't think Dan Quinn has. I think he's in the fire. I don't think the players have. I think they're too close to it. But it feels like the front office threw in the towel. The season is over. They are shutting it down. They're shutting it down. That's the only thing that I can make sense of why Dan Quinn said on Wednesday, Jaden Daniels out, when he didn't re-aggravate it. I'm a Dan Quinn fan. I wanted him all along. Like, it feels like every time we talk about this situation or what went wrong this offseason, we get one caller that is convinced that Adam Peters' number one choice was Ben Johnson and his number three was Dan Quinn. I don't care. I'm telling you I wanted Dan Quinn. Why? Because you can hit on quarterback, you can miss on quarterback, but I was convinced that Dan Quinn would make this defense relevant again and get them to a point in which they were in the upper echelon of the NFL. And it hasn't happened, and it's been embarrassing what we've seen on the defensive side of the ball. And I think he needed to take over play calling earlier, and he needs to stick with play calling, and that needs to be his job for the foreseeable future here in Washington with him being the head coach. I'm sticking with Dan Quinn. But what made me so upset Wednesday, and it's still pissing me off today, is that what we heard from Dan Quinn at the podium was not the Dan Quinn that I love and respect and listen to every week when he goes to the podium. Like, we played Ron Rivera's press conferences, and I would shut him off 3 minutes in. I hated listening to him talk. But Dan Quinn gets me fired up. I think he's honest. I think he's respectful. I think he's transparent. I think he's a leader. But that was not the version of Dan Quinn that I love that I heard on Wednesday. It was like he was speaking out of his you-know-what. He was not speaking from his heart, and I don't think that was his true thoughts, because it can't be. Because all season long, and even last season, Dan Quinn would wait up until Friday to make a decision. But on Wednesday, he announces Jaden is out, and I thought something was up. So I believe the decision was taken out of Dan Quinn's hands. That's why he didn't sound like himself to me, because he didn't get to make that decision. I think either Adam Peters or maybe even ownership. I hope it wasn't ownership, because right now, Josh Harris has been fully hands-off and let the football people do football things. And so that's what I hope happened, is that Josh Harris didn't say anything. Even though if I was ownership, I would have been screaming after a 31 loss to the Vikings and our quarterback got hurt again. All right? I would have been super pissed. But hopefully he let Adam Peters do his thing. And I think Adam Peters decided that we are going nowhere. Nowhere this season. And with the loss to the Vikings, they were officially eliminated. And so Dan Quinn's too close to the fire. He can't really understand. But Adam Peters, from his perspective, from his vantage point, he sees the giant eliminated sign. Jaden's not right. The team is not right. I think Adam Peters decided we are going to do more damage trying to fix things this year and fix Jaden than just trying to fix him next year and in the offseason. Adam Peters waved the white flag in my mind. They threw in the towel. I'm not sure he wants to win another game. I think he's like me, Tank, let's get the best draft pick possible. I don't want them to win anymore. I think the front office wants to tank. I think they want the best pick possible. That's what I think is going on. Because it does not make sense to me why you would say he's out on Wednesday and not wait till Friday and then evaluate it from there. When your head coach came out and everybody heard him say that Jaden could have come back in. That doesn't make sense unless you are throwing in the towel. And I think it might be the right move, right? We argued about this for a couple weeks, and I was on team play Jaden. Play Jaden. He needs the reps. He needs the reps. And I'm still on that team. Play Jaden. I would like to see him play. I'm upset that he was ruled out on Wednesday. But I kind of understand Adam Peters' perspective that, look, it's not working, and we're going to do more damage to Jaden, or completely derail his offseason by having another injury or a bigger setback in his injury. I don't think Adam Peters sees it as being good to go beat the Giants, Eagles, Cowboys. Like, what? So what? We win the final four games of the season, and our draft pick drops from, like, number 3 overall to number 10 overall. I think maybe Adam Peters even looks at it like this. What's the best case scenario, best chance for us to win the division next year? Well, if Philly doesn't know how bad we are this year, if Philly has the unknown, if we go out there and play backups and not our starting quarterback and don't really put in the best game plan, and we got our butt whoops by the Philadelphia Eagles, then next year we see them with a brand new team and a brand new game plan and part of our roster's fixed and we're healthy. Like, it might actually be good to not reveal anything to Philly this year. Why would we want to beat the Eagles? We're eliminated, right? Like, the Cowboys game would mean something to me, actually. I would like to ruin Jerry Jones's Christmas and eliminate them. But these, I could kind of see a general manager saying, well, let's just have the best case scenario be the unknown. We're not going to play Jaden. You don't know what we've got going on at quarterback. We're not going to play these guys, so you don't know what we've got going on there. We're just going to play some of our backups. We're going to play our young guys, and we'll get you next year. There's no reason to win another game this year except for Dan Quinn. But from the general manager's perspective, once you're eliminated, what good does it do for you? I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. We'll take more of your phone calls next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. Time to get up and at 'em here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. You can also check us out on the Team 980. Got you covered on both ends of the dial, 106.7 FM, 980 AM in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. I appreciate Mark, Susie, Willis, and Andrew letting me know that they're listening on Twitter. You can tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we will read it on air. You know, I've been talking about the Commanders and what they'll do this offseason and how difficult it's going to be for Adam Peters, and it had me wonder, like, will Adam Peters stick with Dan Quinn? I believe he will, and I think he wants to, but I kind of think he's opened the door to firing him now. Firing Dan Quinn for the cause of not keeping Jaden Daniels healthy and not letting Jaden Daniels develop. Like, I think that's important to keep in mind in this situation, because I think Adam Peters told Dan not to play Jaden anymore this season. I think they're opening the door to shut him down, because they're doing more damage than good. He's going backwards in his development rather than forwards from what we've seen. If Jaden comes back, because Dan Quinn wants that, and then Jaden gets hurt again, Dan Quinn would get fired. And I think Adam Peters realizes he would have to do that. I don't think he wants to do that. Might have to fire Dan Quinn anyway if they lose out. And he loses the locker room because the effort levels have dropped. There's no question about that. But I don't think Adam Peters wants to fire Dan Quinn. And I think he took the decision out of Dan Quinn's hands because of that. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. I don't really see the upside in a big win. I think it'll lead to more questions. I want to see Jaden. If you aren't going to let him play, then I hope we lose. I'm pulling a Notre Dame, taking my ball with me, and I'm going home. I'm rooting for the Giants. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. Vic, what's up, man? You're on the Fan with AWOD.
Adam, what's good?
How are you, man?
I'm pretty good. So I don't think Dan lost the team as far as the players are concerned. Players feel his genuine connection with them. They feel the habits of the genuine leadership qualities, understanding of them. I think those things are intact. Where I think he lost the team is with Cliff Kingsbury and Joe Witt. Cliff Kingsbury is a smart man. Cliff Kingsbury was on a high of what happened last year with the offense, and they were the brightest spot of our team in multiple areas. And in areas where there could only be progression, and that would have meant the sky is the limit. With Cliff, I believe Cliff saw it. I don't think Cliff will ever say this, is that weeks ago, Dan should have taken over the defense. And not taking over the defense, there are deficiencies that accumulate with the team as a whole. When in practice, an individual and situational periods, your ones have to compete defensively versus your offensive ones at a high level. When that is not happening in areas of situations in the secondary, defensive line, and parts of the field, trying to take away certain offensive schemes and attack points, when that doesn't happen, because of the lack of accountability of the defense, in total, it hurts the team. And as that hurts the team, you lose the integrity and you lose the understanding or the connection that we are building something together. And when that started to happen, players are not going to say it because they love Dan, but coaches on the offensive side of the ball can now start to be affected. And I think that's what really happened. And it got to the point where I feel that Cliff lost the ability to BS himself and say, well, there's something good that's going to come out of this. No, it's not. We're not getting any better. There's no fire under the team. The team is not unified in excellence and little things and habits that we could build upon from last year. We're losing. I'm sick of this. Now you've also started to hear about Cliff Kingsbury being a candidate for head coaching positions. As soon as I saw that in the sports world media, that's when I knew it's over. And what I believe Adam Peters did, I love what you said, Adam. What Adam Peters did is to save Dan Quinn's opportunity to continue being the head coach of the Commanders. I have to shut down Jaden Daniels. Because if I don't, Magic Johnson, Josh Harrison are going to tell me, you got to fire Dan Quinn. Because our prized possession, our most valued commodity of this organization moving forward is now injured. And he's injured detrimentally to support the team moving forward. And I play football in college. I play football in high school. You're not going to say the things publicly or that could lead to public defamation, if you will, of your head coach when you love him. I've seen it happen in multiple situations. But you know when you're in an organization and you're in a time capsule of excellence, and you know when you're not. And we have not been in that since week four when we lost to the Bears, I believe, week four, week five. And there should have been a change in the defensive play calling and a defensive coordinator helm at that point. That's all I got, Adam.
Look, I think you make a good point. And Dan Quinn has said multiple times at the podium about improving the way they practice. And he felt like there were weeks where they didn't throw together good practices and there were weeks where there were. And I think that might have something to do with it. And, yeah, I mean, Jaden, I don't know if I don't think Jaden plays again this year. Do you?
No, he will not play another game.
Yeah.
Adam Peters realizes, listen, we're smart. He's a smart person. Adam Peters realized, look, man, we're going to get this kid killed. And it's not everybody on the offensive line. It's not everybody on the offensive line. It's some people. It's a couple plays, couple positions here and there that give up blocks, that don't sustain their leverage, their hands. And when that happens over time, there's the propensity that Jaden can get hit in the wrong situation that takes him out of contention to play at the position for a longer period of time. Not to mention the play calling by Cliff. Now, I'm not going to excuse Cliff's play calling for the sake of saying you're still a professional. You still could be calling a good game. But I feel the passive-aggressive feeling of content towards the coaching culture now, that you've put us in a position where we're going to lose now. So I'm not saying he's saying I don't care, but I'm not saying the fire is lit underneath him and the excitement, the intentionality to call the best games that will equate to winning football. And Dan, if you saw this, I'm going to say it again, if you saw this, it is your job to change it, to affect it, to alter it, to adjust it. Because if you don't, and if you're not willing to, you're doing the same things you did in Atlanta. And you are revisiting your demise again. And I am tired of us radio, the radio people, that we're all really fans. If we all sit in the room, this is not Adam Epstein radio. This is not Grant and Danny. This is not B. Mitchell Finney. Maybe B. Mitchell this because B. Mitchell was a great football player. We're fans. We got to stop letting them escape the truth. You blew this season, Dan. You did. And if we're going to be a better organization, we got to own that. And Adam Peters is understanding that behind closed doors. He knows it. He knows it. His supervisors are winning individuals that win. One of his supervisors is one of the most winning athletes we've ever heard of, Magic Johnson. He knows this. And that's what's really being talked about behind closed doors. It's just not going to be talked about publicly, because if it is, then every sports syndicate has a show to talk about. So you got to keep it under wraps, because men are dealing with men, and when egos get involved, stuff is combustible. But that is what happened this year. Dan trusted Joe Witt too much, because that was his homeboy. And he did not hold him accountable and say, you are not upholding your end of the bargain. I got to overtake the defense. I love you, but it's business. We got to move forward.
Good call, Vic. Appreciate the passion and the energy. We'll take more of your phone calls next. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. We got a lot still to get to on the show today. Going to give out AWOD's picks. I've been hot with my NFL picks, including what I'm calling the lock of the year. All right, the lock of the year coming up in the final hour of AWOD Radio from one of the Sunday slate games in the National Football League. I want to talk about the playoff picture as well. You could tweet me at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Willis says, AWOD, if they lose out the rest of the year and they upgrade this roster and this program's not winning next year, then Quinn and Peters need to go. Mo tweets me, AWOD, Dan Quinn is the coach whose team collapsed in the Super Bowl after leading 28-3 in the fourth quarter. I thought he had learned from that historic, embarrassing loss. I guess not. I've lost faith in Dan Quinn because he has lost this Commanders team. It does feel like Dan Quinn lost the locker room in that Vikings game. We'll see if he can get it back, but that was a lost the locker room type vibe, in my opinion. Tony tweets me, AWOD, the correct choice was always Mike Vrabel. Ben Johnson is an ass. Mike McDonald is all right, but he's kind of a goofball. And Dan Quinn, I think the game has passed him by. The correct call was always Mike Vrabel. It's frustrating to see the success the Patriots are having this season. Let's go straight to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. We've got Jermaine in Bowie. What's up, Jermaine? You're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD, what's up, man? Hey, listen, I'm with you 100%. I agree with you 100%. We got to shut them down. We got to start thinking about next year. I'm just happy that we have a front office that's playing chess and not checkers, right? They see what's happening, and they're moving on to next year. And like you said, a number three draft pick, you don't realize how much weight a number three holds rather than a number 10, a number 12. Then you can trade. You can do a lot with the number three draft pick. So they've got to start thinking about that. And I think there should be a concerted effort to put some weight, some muscle onto Jaden Daniels. I don't know if that happened this offseason. I mean, he put on a little bit of weight, but there need to be a concerted effort to put on 20, 25 pounds of muscle because, I mean, every time he steps on the field, everybody's holding their breath. Is he going to get hurt? We can't sustain a season like that. And yeah. He's the key to this franchise.
And the thing is if he's healthy and he has a full off season, there is a chance that he can build that muscle. Are you rooting for a loss then?
I am. And I've been like that from, you know, when we started this losing streak. I mean, you know, yeah, I mean, because a draft pick is important. So, yeah, I'm rooting for a loss. And I disagree. I don't think that Dan Quinn's lost the locker room. I mean, sometimes we think that these players are, you know, they're not smart. They're you know, dumb jocks. I don't know. But they know what they see what's going on. They see the injuries. Our problem with injuries, the players see that. So they're not going to give up. These are players that want to win. So he didn't lose the locker room. I just think we're a victim of a lot of injuries and that, you know, Jaden Daniels wasn't playing great even when he was healthy.
Yeah, so good call. Appreciate you chiming in, man. Great stuff there. I totally hear what you're saying. And to argue that Dan Quinn hasn't lost the locker room, right, maybe the players are smarter than everybody gives them credit for. They read the room. The season's over. And also, we got to credit Kevin O'Connell. They had an awesome game plan, and it made J.J. McCarthy look like a stud. Good for them. They practiced all week against our zone. They had zone beaters. They went out there and they executed at a high level, something that we have not done at all this season. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. We'll be back live and local here in the nation's capital in Richmond. You'll get high school football state championship game between Loudoun County and Verina. AWOD Radio returns next for the Power Hour here on the Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.